Well, it was fun while it lasted. The Tigers' winning streak came to an end, but yeah, I know it was only three games, but all good things must come to an end as the Rays beat Detroit 7-5 last night to avoid the three-game sweep. Curtis Meade's two-run home run was the winner for the Rays as they break a three-game losing streak of their own. The Tigers still won the three-game set, making two straight series wins. Detroit is off today before starting a three-game weekend series at home against Kansas City starting on Friday. Minnesota's Will Castro celebrated his 27th birthday in style with a three-run home run as the Twins beat the White Sox 6-3, extending Chicago's losing streak to 6. Minnesota has won the first three games of the four-game series, which wraps up this afternoon at 1:10. The Cubs got a three-run home run from Dansby Swanson as part of a four-run first inning as they held on to beat Houston 4-3. Houston has lost 7 of 8, and they turned to former Tiger Justin Verlander today in the final game of the series this afternoon at 2:20. In the NBA playoffs, Miami beat Boston 111-101 to tie that series at 1-1, and Oklahoma City beat New Orleans 124-92. The Thunder take a 2-0 lead in that series. In the NHL, Boston beat Toronto 4-2 and now lead that series 2-1. Vegas heads home with a 2-0 series lead after beating Dallas 3-1 in Game 2, and the LA Kings beat Edmonton 5-4 in overtime to tie that series at 1-1. Of course, the big news in the NFL today is night one of the draft in Detroit tonight. The Bears have the number 1 and 9 picks in round 1. The Lions don't pick until number 29. The big news in the NFL yesterday was money, as in how much the Lions spent and how much the Bears plan to spend. Detroit re-signed wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown to an extension worth more than $120 million. They also re-signed offensive tackle Penei Sewell for $112 million. As for the Bears, the team unveiled their plans for a new lakefront stadium that's expected to cost nearly $5 billion, of which the Bears would kick in just over $2 billion. High school sports, girls soccer in the SMAC, had St. Joe over Portage Northern 3-1, Lakeshore over Lakeview 3-1, Mattawan over Kalamazoo Central 6-0. In the Wolverine, Otsego beat Edwardsburg 4-0, Plainwell over Pawpaw 6-0, Niles beat Sturgis 3-0, and Vicksburg over Three Rivers 4-0. The BCS had Our Lady of the Lake over Michigan Lutheran 5-0, New Buffalo over Covert 4-0. In the Lakeland, Buchanan beat Berrien Springs 2-0. In the SAC, Bridgman over Coloma 7-0. Black River over Waterloo 3-0, Saugatuck beat Fenville 7-0, Hackett over Allegan 4-1, Lawton over Parchment 5-0, and in the Southwest 10, Bloomingdale beat Bangor 3-1, and Marcellus over Comstock 3-0. In baseball, Portage Northern over St. Joe 10-6 in Game 1. Game 2 was suspended for darkness. Pawpaw swept Michigan Lutheran. In softball, St. Joe swept Portage Northern 10-0 and 4-3. For the rest of the scores from last night and the schedules for today's games, check out this station's website. With your morning sports for Thursday, April 25th, I'm Dave Wolfe.